Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Straight to the people, Trajan Langdon just got done speaking, and your offseason is going to feature, according to his words, nothing. Not going to be aggressive. We're going to focus on development and, maybe bring back our own people. So your reaction to it, yeah. That's really all we're looking for.
Because I think the goal is what Tom Gore set. Try to win a playoff series next year. That's a win. Don't know if you hang a banner for that, but that's a win.
In this town, you probably would. John 97.1. Johnny, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right.
Okay, what's going on? Yeah, you're on. Hey, what's up?
Oh, I'm with you, man. Detroit don't want to win, man. The Lions don't want to win because they ain't used to winning. So I'm crazy. You can make a splash. They're going to blow the Super Bowl. They already blew the Super Bowl. And now they're getting ready to blow away. Nobody in the East. Everybody hurt. And you ain't going to try to make a move? Okay. That's it, man. That's all I got to say. You know, Detroit, that's why I cheer for the Lakers, even though I don't like LeBron, where I'm at. But they used to winning. That's why they just sold for $10 billion. Because now they're getting ready to do something. We just gonna stay pat, man. That's terrible. That's terrible.
I mean, listen.
I listen to you.
Johnny, look, here's the deal. I mean, they're going to sell you. They want to take their time and, you know, develop more. And look, if you want a really cynical viewpoint on all this, here, I'll offer it to you. And it's not being mean. I could actually buy what Trajan Langdon is selling. If you simply know in your heart there's absolutely a 0% shot of winning an NBA championship the next 2 years, that the Spurs, the Rockets, and the Thunder are simply too much to overcome, that no matter which of them you face in the finals, you will unceremoniously have your head chopped off. Now, if that's somehow your belief, well, then take all the effing time you want. Hey, now, that's a dark opinion.
But see, I'm not even going to say that because by the time you face them, you're in the finals. They're all in the West. So, no. What? That's a stronger case to even go all in the East right now.
I got nothing. I tried.
Because it's not like you got to play, you know, two of those three teams in the process of getting to finals. You're only going to play one.
It is very bizarre that all four teams seem to be. Look, the Tigers all separate because they tried. They did, Rico. Like, I know you don't get a prize for trying. They tried. They tried with
Bregman. Sadly, in this town, you do.
But the other three, it's as if they're all sharing the same potato sack. That the Lions, the Wings, and the Pistons, none of them want to do anything. It's all this draft, develop, glacial pace stuff. And I'm like, yeah. I don't understand.
Along with the... We know more than you know.
Yeah, that's why
we know what we're doing.
Yeah, really, that's why your title droughts are this long. You can spare me with that.
No, I'm just saying, but that's where it almost gets insulting. If it were just that easy, you know.
Right. That's why the Pistons have had one of the worst 15-year runs in the history of the sport. The Red Wings are universally being mocked even amongst hockey nerds, where Yzerman has now been turned into a punchline, and the Lions' last Super Bowl was never.
Yeah, but they...
Like, I mean, what are we... Come on.
But Holmes still didn't stop him from having the receipts press conference. Yep. Oh, yeah. Remember when you guys said all this about us? But did you win?
Yeah. Okay, so here's what I have from the Lions. Blow a 17-point lead in the NFC title game, which you'll never have again, and have a rookie quarterback come in and drop his nuts while you turn it over five times. Now, if that doesn't cry for urgency, I don't know what does. They aren't urgent.
That's what a frustrating part is, because you're right. It's like, what has to happen for all of a sudden kicking into the next gear?
I don't know.
Look, I mean, I'm not asking. Yeah, it's a rhetorical question.
Okay, have this season they take a step back and, you know, the health didn't land them in the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl, and then do they realize?
See,
I don't know.
But see, I would have thought for the Lions last season how it ended would have been that sense of urgency. You know what? We got to stockpile defensive players so this never happens again. For the Pistons, it's like, okay, I look at, you know, everybody being injured. There's blood in the water. Let's take advantage of that. For the Wings, it is. It's looking. It's like, well, you know what? The Capitals got better. Why aren't we doing this? How come it's not us? For the Tigers, like you said, they went out there. They did try to improve.
They did, over, man. I'll give them their props.
Over the winner. So, yes.
They did the best that they could. I thought they made a better-than-market offer. It had more term than anyone else. Let it not go unsaid. Alex Bregman took a deal where he makes more than Aaron Judge. That's not on the Tigers. So I'll put them to the side. Now, if we're sitting here on August 1st and the Tigers have an empty trade deadline, then they can get in the potato sack too.
Now, the almost but not good enough, you probably have used up all your equity because you got the E-Rod trade that really wasn't a trade, that didn't go through, kind of gave you credit for that. The Bregman thing gave you partial credit for that. Now you got to hit on something. The partial credit's gone.
That's what the deadline's for. But then again, you still have people at this station.
You look confused, David.
No, you have people at this station. You still have people in this town. We don't need any help. I heard it three times today on this station. We don't need a bat. Oh, yeah, because you think Jamai Jones is going to be Ted Williams in October. Okay, I can't help you. God bless. Go for it. All right, you want to rely on McKinstry in the playoffs? Feel free. It's a free country. You can.
See, but that's the part that frustrates me. Why are we deemed bad guys? Because we want to make the team better. We want the team to get better. Like, look, I'm going to preface this by saying, no, I did not want KD. But what Houston did to become better for them, that's what I want my team to do.
They were
a number two seed in the West. They know the West is going to be strong, and they made a swing. Mm-hmm. Like, I do not want KD in Detroit. I did not want that.
You've made that clear.
But they've made – I just want people to understand that.
No, but
David,
here's the thing. Being the second seed, like Houston, if you told me, hey, maybe we run this back, okay, well, it's been working. You were the second. I would disagree, but I could see, like, for the Pistons, like, guys, what are we doing? Like,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
It broke my heart a little bit when I heard Trajan say that, because
look, they'll still be good.
No, because I really was expecting, Like, I didn't think he was going to be like, hey, we're targeting this person. We're going to go after this person. I wasn't expecting that. But I wasn't expecting the answer of, you know, we're just going to try to keep our own guys. I'm paraphrasing. Keep our own guys, and we'll see what happens next year. That's okay.
Are you going to be all right? I don't think you're going to make it to six. You really need some counseling. You're upset.
Because I want to take a segment off? I expect it more.
I know, but I don't. You don't get like this. You're very bent out of shape.
Because I expected more. Because Mike, of all the four major sports,
this is your guy.
No, basketball is the easiest to turn around. Look at what the Pistons just did from 14 to 43 or 44 games. It's the easiest. It's five people on the court. You get one more person in here, and now all of a sudden, you're there. And maybe you're a rolled ankle away from you hoisting the trophy. But instead, it was like, nah, we're good. So that's what bothers me.
All right, we'll go to Logan, 97.1. Logan, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Well, when I heard that press conference, I honestly, it didn't scare me too much just because, I'm not forgetting that if they played over 100 games two seasons ago, they probably would have lost 100 games. So I'm pretty sure that Trajan's just kind of saying, hey, we still need to see what we have with all these guys under 24 years old. You know, mainly Ivy, who didn't play at all last season. But also, again, seeing another season of, Thompson, seeing another season of Ron Holland. And Jalen Duren, too. I mean, he's honestly the biggest factor, in my opinion, that needs to step up and actually, like, be able to play some defense. I'm sick of people comparing him to Ben Wallace. I mean, he cannot play any defense compared to Ben Wallace.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So it's just, I need to see a lot more things before I get, like, I'm going to mortgage the future based on one guy that's going to go all in and maybe win us a championship.
But Logan, who's saying that? I'm not saying that. You're not. We don't need to create straw men. No one is saying clear the decks. And no, it's not us. Oh, go get Giannis. We're not doing that.
But you're saying that what Trajan's saying is something other than what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And that's what my point is. Like, he's just saying that.
Yeah, you know what he's saying? He's going to take his sweet-ass time, and you're going to spend your sweet-ass money, and we're going to be here next year without making a meaningful run. And you're okay with it?
I mean, if it comes into the wings, dude, they lost so many games two seasons ago. If it turns into the wings thing, where I have nothing for Steve right now. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? But dude, with Trajan, it's like, at least let him see another season. And then if it's like we again make the playoffs and we maybe damn near win a series, actually, then again, it's like you have zero excuses at that point in my eyes to then not add somebody to then win us a championship with Cade.
Yeah,
with
you have a longer runway than I do. Listen, Logan, we're just a year apart, Logan, and that's fine.
Logan, here's why I would say you don't have that year, because in 2 years, Boston will be at full strength. Indy will be at full strength. Dame may be back from Milwaukee. I don't know where Milwaukee's going to be, but Indiana and Boston will be back from their injuries. They'll be at full strength,
right?
And that window may be closing for you or slam shut in 2 years.
I think what just scares me, too, is how easily they were able to turn it around and how they were able to make it a good squad. It feels like they could so easily, also maybe at the margins here, you know, doing what they're doing, make them worse. Is, you know what I'm saying? Like, somehow they take a step back. I mean, it's all possible. So that's kind of what I'm thinking of, like, I don't know, maybe we just need to see what we have with all these young guys still who are under 24 years old. I mean, it's crazy how many young guys they have.
Yeah, absolutely. Logan, I think I can meet you in the middle. It's his job to make determinations on players. And he had an idea what he was inheriting, because look at what he did with New Orleans. You come here, you spend a year. I'm not telling you got to love everybody, not telling you got to hate everybody, but you got to back the winning horses. And at a certain point, Logan, I'm sorry, I don't think you need multiple years to do it. Now, if you want to say that with Ron Holland in particular, I will agree with you. I don't know what Ron Holland is. I was amped up for the pick. I still am very optimistic. I'm very bullish on Ron Holland. But the rest of it, hey, you want to keep Ivy? Cool. But Duren, don't have to have him. Thompson, don't have to have him. Clintman, don't have to have him. There are ways around this. Yeah. So you can do some things.
No, and to add to your argument, when you have to take somebody off the court and money time in the fourth quarter, that can't help your team. Sorry.
Ouch. He's really upset, David. We need to get him an ice coffee.
No, that's true. That's facts.
I know, but you're just very upset. I never see you like this.
I'm with you, Rico. I'm just right there with you.
That's heartbreaking. No, if you have to take somebody out of the game because them being on the court will hurt your chances of winning, that person is not going to help you win a title.
There it is. There it is. David, give this man a hug. I'm going to take care of some business.
I should probably just go home.
All right. Listen.
I'm going to buy him an ice cream sandwich.
Get him a Melting Moments or something. He's very upset. I'm not mad. I'm sad.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.